Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 63. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 35. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 61. Sunny skies and dry Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 40s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A teen is in custody for the shooting death of 14-year-old in Salina. The teen was shot at home Friday night and died from his injuries Saturday. A 15-year-old acquaintance was booked on charges of aggravated battery and criminal use of a weapon. A woman is in custody in Concordia, accused of throwing fry grease on employees at a McDonald's restaurant Sunday afternoon. Police arrested Christina Messenger-Schmidt on charges including aggravated battery and criminal damage. And changes begin today at one of Wichita's biggest hospitals. Wesley Medical Center will close its main entrance and visitor parking garage. The main entrance off of Hillside is closed during the entire construction process. You'll enter the hospital through the Central and Rutan entrance.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers and never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling, boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Laura Kelly is heading into her final year in office with a clear set of priorities for the 2026 legislative session, starting with the state budget. Kelly said her top focus is making sure lawmakers pass a balanced and responsible budget with the new fiscal year as it begins July 1st. She emphasized the importance of funding core state services while keeping spending realistic. Economic development is also on her list. Kelly pointed to the state's financial commitment tied to relocating the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium and headquarters projects as a major opportunity she wants to continue building on. Another long-term issue she hopes to lock in before leaving office is water. Kelly said Kansas is close to finalizing a strategic plan aimed at protecting water quality and supply for future generations. While she doesn't expect to solve the state's water challenges outright, she wants a clear structure and a dedicated funding source in place, similar to how Kansas plans and pays for roads and bridges. A major focus this year will also be launching the new Office of Early Childhood by July 1st. The office is designed to bring together early childhood programs that are currently spread across multiple state agencies. Kelly said making sure that transition goes smoothly is a top priority in her final year. The Office of Early Childhood has been years in the making and was a key promise of her second term. Kelly believes it will help Kansas move closer to having one of the strongest early childhood education systems in the country. As the 2026 session approaches, Kelly says her goal is to leave behind long-term plans, especially on water and early childhood services, that can continue to benefit Kansas well beyond her time in office. A Kansas tribe has ended its involvement in a federal contract tied to the design of a large-scale migrant detention center. Prairie Band Potawatomi National Tribe Council Chairman Joseph Rupnick announced Wednesday that the nation and its subsidiaries have fully withdrawn from a contract connected to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The agreement had drawn criticism and internal concern within the tribe. The decision follows recent statements from Repnick expressing concern over the contract and drawing comparisons between immigrant detention and the historic forced removal of Native Americans. In the wake of the controversy, some tribal leaders who were involved with KPB Services, the company tied to the ICE contract, were removed from their positions. KPB Services was affiliated with Prairie Band LLC, the tribe's business arm. Repnick said the tribe is now fully separated from all ICE-related business interests and that Prairie Band LLC no longer has any direct or indirect involvement in ICE projects, contracts, or operations. Despite the announcement, a federal database indicated that $30 million contract between the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and KPB Services remained listed as active as of Thursday morning. The contract called for due diligence and concept design work for migrant processing and detention centers across the country and was last updated in early December to expand its scope and timeline. Tribal officials did not immediately respond to requests for further clarification. Repnick said the Prairie Band Tribal Council plans to discuss additional steps at its January meeting to ensure future economic ventures align with the nation's values. A Kansas woman is accused of a violent attack on employees at a fast food restaurant in north central Kansas. According to a media release just after 3 p.m. Sunday, January 4th, Concordia Police Department was dispatched to a McDonald's for a report of a battery in progress. Police determined that a customer identified as 44-year-old Christina Messerschmidt of Wichita was throwing hot fry grease on employees and punching employees. Police arrested Messerschmidt and transported her to the Cloud County Corrections. She was booked on requested charges of aggravated battery, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespass. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Board of Regents says it will take additional time to review feedback before voting on proposed system-wide faculty tenure and workload policies for the state's public universities. The draft policies released in November are intended to increase accountability and transparency in how faculty perform is evaluated across Kansas's six public universities. However, the proposals have drawn concern from professors, administrators, and lawmakers. Some critics argue the policies are too rigid, particularly provisions that would allow faculty dismissal after two consecutive unsatisfactory annual evaluations. Others say the rules do not adequately account for personal or professional circumstances that could affect performance. There are also concerns that proposed workload standards may conflict with the national academic guidelines or accreditation requirements. Additional questions have been raised about how post-tenure review committees would be formed, whether the same groups would handle improvement plans and follow-up evaluations, and whether a one-year remediation period would be enough time to address research or productivity concerns. Regents discussed the proposals this week but did not take action. A formal vote would come as early as January. The proposals would apply across the state's six public universities, including KU, K-State, Wichita State, Emporia State, Pittsburgh State, and Fort Hays State. They would establish system-wide expectations for teaching, research, and service, with teaching carrying the most weight in evaluations. Under the plan, faculty at KU, K-State, and Wichita State would have teaching loads between 40% and 55%, while regional universities would range from 60% to 75%. Tenured faculty would receive personalized annual work plans and undergo post-tenure review every 5 years. Universities would retain control over how reviews and improvement plans were carried out, but faculty who fail remediation could be dismissed. Universities would also be required to submit regular reports to the Board of Regents detailing tenure decisions, improvement plans, faculty departures, teaching output, graduation rates, and research activity. Regents say the goal is to show that Kansas universities hold tenure faculty to high standards while providing clearer data for lawmakers and taxpayers. Law enforcement are investigating a double fatality crash involving a single vehicle that occurred just after 10:30 p.m. on Saturday. Officers were dispatched to the area of Northgate Street and East Herald Street in reference to an iPhone crash notification, according to Olay Police Sergeant John Moncayo. Upon arrival, officers observed a passenger vehicle that had struck a tree and was actively engulfed in flames. The Olay Fire Department was also on scene and extinguished the fire. Once the fire was extinguished, the bodies of two individuals were found inside. There does not appear to be any signs of criminal activity, and the identification of the deceased occupants is pending an autopsy. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations after a traffic stop. Just before 10:30 p.m. on Saturday, an officer on patrol stopped a Saturn Ion in Atchison for a traffic violation, according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. During the stop, the driver, 25-year-old Carly Helton, was found to be in possession of controlled substances. In addition to drug and traffic charges, she was also accused of interference with law enforcement for providing false information as to her identity. She was booked into the Atchison County Jail on requested charges of driving while suspended, misuse of state tag, interference with law enforcement, and possession of cocaine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. On the menu today at Northern Valley, breakfast was assorted muffins and bacon, sausage, yogurt, fruit, juice, and cold cereal. For lunch, there will be hot ham patty on a bun, au gratin potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, partly sunny with a high near 63, light north wind becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 35, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 61, winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour, and tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 27, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Wednesday should be sunny with a high near 61, west winds around 5 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers, afternoon mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Friday, a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 44. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 44, and Sunday, sunny with a high near 58. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's 30 degrees. The humidity is at 86%, with the winds out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.66, and the wind chill is 25 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure, and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money Reloadable Prepaid Card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. All three Division I men's basketball teams in the Sunflower State fell over the weekend as number 17 KU fell to UCF 81-75. Darren Peterson returned. He scored 26 points in 23 minutes, as it appears he was on a minutes restriction. Melvin Council Jr. picked up his slack and scored 20 points. It came down to the wire, but KU's now 0-1 in conference play. They host TCU tomorrow at 8 p.m. on ESPN. K-State also opened up conference play with a loss as they fell to number 10 BYU 83-73, as P.J. Haggerty and the gang could not keep up with 24 points from A.J. Dibanza. For K-State, it was 24 points from P.J. Haggerty, but it was the secondary scoring for K-State that could not keep up. They are now 9-5 and 0-1 in the Big 12. Travel to Tucson to take on number 1 Arizona on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on FS1. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.